DeSean Jackson, Larry, how are you, buddy?
What's up, man? I'm good. How you
good
doing?
To see you, man.
Good
now,
to see you too.
Tell me the truth now. You know, you saw the Instagram post. We saw an Instagram post from you. I mean, come on, you're here. You look happy.
I am here, man. I'm here to get better and better myself, work out, show my face around this beautiful facility. You know, the Instagram post, I felt a little way. I seen about four or five of my teammates. I'm like, man, I feel I'm on the same level as them dudes, man. Where my picture at, man? But it was one of the things where I was just messing around. I was sitting there. My brother's like, don't do that. I'm like, nah, sin. Just going.
Well. Jackpot! Oh, there it is right there. You know what? It's good to have you here. And you're down lifting. I mean, you got those big dumbbells. I mean, last year, that was my most memorable part of the offseason, watching you with those huge dumbbells.
Yes, sir.
You're still trying to increase your strength, I guess, huh?
I'm trying to, man. You know, you say I'm getting a little older. I don't feel it. I still feel like I'm 26. I can still run with them young dudes. But I'm really just at that point now where, you know, this is free agency for myself, and it's a big year for me in my career and where I'm at, even where we're at as a Redskins. So I think me being an addition to that can definitely be a positive influence. But, you know, wherever it takes me, I feel like I'm still going to put in the work. I'm still going to, you know, put it in and run fast and do all the acrobatical things I've been doing all of my career.
How's your family?
My family's great, man. My son's getting big, ran around the house. He's trying to keep up with me now. Every time I walk out the door, he's like, Dad, don't leave. So it's like, you know, it's one of them things where it motivates me to go out there and, you know, better myself as a person.
You know, everybody wants to speculate about you. This is a business. I think you got 10 years left in you, so I'm not going to say this is your last big contract, but this is a big contract for you, isn't it? Tell us about that.
It definitely is. You know, last year was it was a good year, but it wasn't as good. You know, the past 2 years really being here, we've been close. You know, we peaked, and you know, I felt as a team we kind of built something here, you know, built some camaraderie, and you know, individually as a player, I think, you know, the past 2 years, you know, I got hurt the last year before last, and then this year played a full season, missed one game, but, you know, really just trying to build on that, had 1,000 yards. You know, in our receiving core, I think, you know, with Pierre, with Jameson, you know, the young talent we have here, I really think it's a lot of upside to us. So just really hoping we could keep that together and, you know, build on that, keep building.
So when you're looking at your positives and your negatives, and it is a business, I think one of the positives would be this team has a chance to compete for a title, something you've never won.
For sure, yeah. I've been close. My first year in Philadelphia, went to the NFC East Championship, but I never won a Super Bowl, and I've been seeing what it's like. I ain't witnessed it myself, but I see what them Super Bowls is like, and I would love to be on that level. And like I say, here, we've built that. We built the camaraderie. We're very close to being a, you know, a championship winning team. So as long as we're able to keep the puzzles to the piece together, you know, they got a huge task in front of them. Speaking on the front office here, but somehow, somewhere, if they can make it happen, I think, you know, this team and this group of guys we have together could be very special down the road.
I think you're such an important part of this organization. I've been saying with all the speculation, let's keep both these guys here. Why do we have to settle for one or the other? Sure. Let's keep both here. Then if you bring Kirk Cousins back in here, definitely, man, the sky's the limit. How important is that combination?
I think that combination is also deadly. It's you know, definitely a lot of defenders or defensive coordinators don't like seeing it. And, you know, Kirk, obviously the past 2 years, he's, you know, head over heels. He's done some great things, you know, obviously stats-wise. And, you know, it's still a lot out there that we left, that we all feel as professionals that we could be so much better. You know, I don't think no one's content. If you ask him, if you ask, you know, Pierre, myself, it's just so much more out there that we feel we can accomplish. You know, and that's being a professional. You know, you don't want to be like, oh, I'm good enough or I'm comfortable. You know, you don't want to be content. You want to keep going and keep building and keep getting better every day. So that's part of being a, you know, a professional that we love to do.
I know how much your teammates like you here, and I've been around you for a few years now, and you know, you're a great addition to this team. There's nothing negative. It's all positive. It's all good. And business notwithstanding, you want to be here, right?
I definitely do want to be here. I felt, you know, coming from Philadelphia and, you know, the image they put out on me, I think I had 3 years to go out there and prove to everybody that, no, he's not that type of guy. He's, you know, he's a team guy. He loves to obviously get the ball. What receiver do you know or do you want on your team that don't want to get the ball? So, and then as far as, you know, how I am around the locker room with my teammates and all the guys, the coaches, I think, you know, I've proved and showed everybody, you know, I haven't got any trouble off the field. I've done everything, a family man, and, You know, I'm just a man about business to want to go out there and keep producing, really.
Well, when I see your teammates here, when I see your teammates in Philadelphia, the way they embraced you when we went up there, it's clear that you're a good teammate.
Yes, sir.
Now, one thing that I don't know if I'm surprised by it, but your toughness, man, you've taken some good hits.
Right.
Not good hits, bad hits on the sideline.
Yeah.
And your toughness has amazed me. Is that from the work that you put in?
Yeah, I think really just coming from where I was raised at, you know, inner city L.A., things I witnessed on a daily basis and, you know, really just not never having anything. You know, my dad kind of struggled, my mom struggled to really put me in a position where, like, look, son, this is what it is, this is what the world is offering. If you want to go out there and get it, go get it. So, you know, just really triggering that at an early age and seeing, you know, what my hometown had to offer, it wasn't really too good. So I was like, man, let me better it myself and go out there and put the work in and, you know, just build that armor on me. Everybody always like, oh, he's too small, he's too little. So, you know, having older brothers help me, toughen me up, kind of got me to where I'm at today. So when I go out there, nothing really phases me. So that's part of it.
You say the same thing about AI, you know.
Yeah, man, that's my idol. But, you know, I like practice, though.
Last thing for DeSean Jackson. What are your plans here as we lead up the free agency? Obviously, representatives are going to have discussions. And how active are you? I'm sure, obviously, you're going to approve everything that comes down the line.
Yeah.
What's the process for you?
Well, biggest thing I can say, I think, you know, my numbers and, you know, our production on the field speaks for itself. So, you know, obviously I do want to still be here, you know, my family, you know, my house, I have everything here. I don't want to, you know, being a transaction and moving and getting all that stuff together. So, like I said, first things first, I do want to be here and, you know, hopefully we can make it work. But, you know, once again, this is a business and it's the NFL, you know, things happen. But, you know, I'm just really excited about the opportunity I have to sit back and, you know, now kind of the ball's in my corner a little bit. I can sit back and say, huh, let's see what we can do. A 2-year, 3-year, 4-year deal, maybe a 10. Nah. But, you know, I'm just excited. I'm going to let my agent take care of all that and, you know, really just sit back and just whatever the offers come in, you know, and take the best offer. But obviously, like I said, I do want to be here.
Jackpot!
I like that one, man.
That's all we can tell you right there, buddy. And you got a new play caller this year.
Yeah, I seen that, man. You know,
you seen him here yet?
I haven't seen him around yet, yeah. But, you know, we got a good relationship, you know, because he was obviously the quarterback coach last year. But
And Jay might be calling some plays, too, now.
Yeah, he texted me that. He messed with me a little bit. He's like,
trying to pull you in, huh?
Pull me back in. But, you know, Jay, like I said, we got a great relationship as well, too. So yeah, I'm excited about the new additions, obviously, of the DB coach. I mean, the DB coach coming from Florida and the new defensive coordinator that we had already here. So
yeah.
It looks good, man.
Hey, man, I hope it's not the last time you visit the studio.
Oh, no, never, man.
Sure hope not.
Around for you, Larry.
And if we're on the road somewhere, we're going to hook up. Thank you, DJ.
Yes, sir. Thank you.